session Thursday, February 19th, 2015, meeting to order. Second item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Dugy.
Present.
Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Majak.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith. Toko.
Here.
Bosberg.
Here. Invocation this evening, commissioners, is by Commissioner Marv Sauger.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Before we say our prayer, I hope you remember Tony Vose, businessman from Shelby Township, great friend of mine, and Commissioner Carabelli, who passed away this past week. And keep me in your prayers. Teach us, O Lord, that we may gain wisdom of heart. We bow our heads in prayer to thank God for the many gifts and talents of each commissioner. We thank you for the privilege of serving the fine people of Macomb County. We ask your blessing on our deliberations tonight. May our decisions be inspired by genuine concern and fairness for those who elected us as their stewards. May your spirit of wisdom be our guiding light. We ask this through Christ our brother. Amen.
Thank you, Commissioner. Adoption of the agenda and without objection to move public participation before the executive session. Moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is adopted. Approval of minutes dated January 29th and February 12th, 2015. Moved by Majak, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are unanimously passed. Public participation. Are there any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive, there's not at this time, but there's some on your desk for discussion later on. Committee reports, Finance and Infrastructure Economic Development, February 18th.
Move to waive the minutes.
Support. It's moved to waive the reading of the minutes, and we have a motion by the chair and the vice chair of each of those respective committees. Commissioner Miller?
I know I joked about this yesterday, but I want to make sure that the no votes are carried forward on the amendment, or that actually isn't part of this meeting agenda, it's part of the resolutions. The no votes on the Duje amendment.
On the amendment or the...
On the amendment, yeah. Would the no votes be carried forward? And I apologize, I know I joked about this yesterday, but...
I know at the entire motion we record the votes, but not on the individual amendments. But I would defer to the clerk's office on that.
We will be happy to carry those over.
There won't be an amendment on the agenda. There won't be an amendment in your minutes. But the no votes will be in the minutes of the committee, but because there isn't going to be an amendment at this meeting, it's already been incorporated, it won't be in your minutes.
So the no votes will be recorded in the minutes, not necessarily in the...
In the minutes of the committee.
Gotcha.
Meeting,
thank you, colleague. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Commissioner Kleinfeld, is that it? Yep. Okay. Having motion support by all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The committee report is passed.
Resolution. Chair, and again, another clarification. So whatever was voted on at committee in the final motion is being carried forward.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
So, for example, item number one, there was a no vote.
And it says so on one of the committee report, the motion carried with Bosberg voting no.
Right. Thank
yes.
you.
It says it there. Resolution 10A, supporting the Macomb St. Clair Michigan Works Veteran Employability Boot Camp Program and urging Macomb County community leaders to recognize and support the program. Moved by Miller, supported by Carabelli. Commissioner Miller?
If I could speak to that briefly. Thanks again, colleagues for supporting this, and thanks for following through on my commitment to sponsor one of these luncheons, and a special thanks to Commissioner Sauger, who voluntarily came through with some support for that. So I'll be talking with commissioners. If we can all put in like $20, we would cover this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, and thank you for having that hearing. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes unanimously. B, resolution of intent to engage community stakeholders of the City of Mount Clemens in the development of external improvements to county assets in the city, offered by Miller. Any discussion? Moved by Miller. Support by Smith. Commissioner Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Apologies to colleagues for being a repeat offender, but you know who I am. I want to say welcome to one of the Mount Clemens City Commissioners. Denise Meltzer is here. She's also a county employee, and want to thank Denise for her her help. And I know what is going to be a process going forward, but I know that at the end we're going to be able to get what the county needs, what the city needs, and what we can all be proud of. So, again, Commissioners, I appreciate your support on this, the first step in this part of the journey. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item passes unanimously. C, authorizing the insertion of notice of intent of the County of Macomb to issue County of Macomb capital improvement bonds. Moved by Miller, supported by Duje. And we'll take a roll call on that. Is that to court counsel, is that necessary? It's necessary on a for bond issues to take a roll call vote.
Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Duje?
Yes.
Kleinfeld?
No.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Bosberg?
No.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
Yes.
Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
Two no, the rest.
The item passes 11 yes votes, 2 no votes. On D, authorizing the County of Macomb to issue the County of Macomb Capital Improvement Bond Series 2015. So moved by Miller, supported by Sauger. Roll call. Or any discussion? Seeing none, roll call. This is 10D.
Okay, item 10D. I didn't hear who made the motion.
Miller, Sauger.
Okay. Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Vosburg?
No.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Duje?
Yes.
Kleinfeld?
No.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
Same, 11-2.
Item passes 11-2.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Sabatini.
Motion passes 11-2. E, approving the undertaking to provide continuing disclosure for the County of Macomb in connection with the County of Macomb Capital Improvement Bond Series 2015. Moved by Miller, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Vosburg?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Duje?
Yes.
Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
13 yes.
13 yes, 0 no. The item passes unanimously. Commissioners, thank you for, you know, all your time and your due diligence throughout the process. Board Chair report, current issues, which has been three big issues that have kind of consumed a lot of time over the past months, not just this term, but in the previous. Martha T. Berry, we can get into a little bit later, but issues over there aren't, I'm not getting phone calls every day, so it's a positive thing. Campus renovations, obviously the issues that we've been working on with the finance department to provide schedules for that, and the retiree healthcare interim trust. We're trying to go through the and set up the interim trust before we get the issuance of the bonds so we can set up our bylaws and move forward in the process to, you know where we're going to place our money, try to put RFPs out for professional services. And so the chair of the board has a designation on that interim trust, And then there's one person that's appointed by the County Board of Commissioners. I've chosen I'm going to serve on that role, on that interim trust. How would the commissioners, I'm looking for feedback tonight, would like to move forward with the other individual? Commissioner Miller?
Do the rules exempt another commissioner from being appointed by the Board of Commissioners to represent the commission?
Absolutely not. No, the Board of Commission, it can be a Board of Commissioner, or it can also be somebody from the general public.
For what it's, for whatever it's worth, I wouldn't be adverse to us appointing another, to one of us to the board at the interim trust as we start out during this time.
Okay. It's not designated as a chair appointment with board confirmation, so I don't know how the commissioners kind of want me to go about that, but I'm happy to have conversations offline to see, engage interest of people who might want to serve on that body. Is that fair enough? Commissioner Sauter?
Yeah, does it have to be done tonight, does it?
It does not.
I want to see if any commissioners see interested in it. You go through that right now.
Okay. But it will probably have to be done in the first series of meetings in March.
Okay.
Any other discussion on that item? The jail needs study. So myself, the deputy executive, Lynn from F&O, Commissioner Vosburgh, and Andrew met with the sheriff. He wants to put together analysis of the criminal justice system. So in the summer, we went out to bids, and we explored working with the firm, but they focus more on construction aspect and not necessarily looking at the processes that are involved in all the criminal justice systems, from when people get arrested, go to jail, the prosecutor's office, pre-court services. And so we got our presentation yesterday. I thought it was rather well, but I had to leave a little bit early. Commissioner Vosburgh, did you want to bring the board to speed on anything?
I'd be happy to, but I wasn't able to stay to the very end. But the discussion was about, as you said, the whole court system, everything from getting arrested to being sentenced and everything else in between. So if that company is hired, they would look at that, would talk to all the parties involved, everything from the sheriff's department to the courts to community corrections and everything else in between. And with an eye toward reducing reoccurrence of crime, reducing the number of days that we have to pay for people in jail beds, and trying to find a way to do a jail system with less cost. So that was kind of what that was about, and I'm not sure what the conclusion was. I'm sure it will be to hire them or another firm to do something similar to that. But in order for that to succeed, there has to be buy-in from all the departments, so I'm not sure how that will move forward and who's going to be leading that.
But I believe the sheriff's going to address it at your JPS meeting in March?
Yes, that should be something coming up at the next
meeting. And we'll be meeting at the jail for that meeting?
We have, whether or not that's on the agenda, we will be having our next meeting scheduled in March at the jail.
Terrific. Presentation to bond rating issuers, the treasurer, the deputy executive, the finance director, myself, bond counsel, financial advisor, gave presentations on Tuesday to Moody's in the morning and Standard Poor's in the afternoon. I thought it was a pretty comprehensive report and presentation that we gave. We went over the financials, we went over the retiree health care, we went over the capital project, we talked about how our unemployment rate's gone down from 1 year ago when we gave this from upper nines to about 6.5%, and so hopefully that equates to getting back to AAA, but if nothing else, I think we'll be at a neutral point in time for that. If anybody wants to see the presentation that we gave, it's in my office. It does have valuable information about building permits, economic forecasts, things that might be interesting statistics for commissioners to see. And we should get an answer by next Tuesday from both rating agencies, because that's a necessary component for Treasury approval for the retiree health care issue. So that's why we had to go. In terms of the office, the executive branch and HR specifically is working with the executive search firm for the finance director. They've been meeting with all the key principals from the treasurer's office, the board of commissioners, the courts, to kind of talk about how their office relates to and interfaces with the finance department. And I did an interview and also included the document that I gave them in terms of all the different items that we kind of expect from the finance department and some of the responsibilities in the charter or our procurement or contracting policy that we'd expect the next finance director to adhere to. Contract review. Andrew and I talked about it, and I think Commissioner Miller and Carabelli wanted to put together a review and just a friendly reminder for commissioners about what's expected in all the contracts that come before us in terms of the information, you know, a flow chart, and that's on your desk just so you can keep aware of that as contracts continue to come before this body. Green Schools, applications are due by March 1st, and the ceremony is on April 1st at the ISD. Volunteer recognitions in the planning stages. We're targeting April for nominations and June for the recognition program again. And for the book drive, the schools have been contacted, so if commissioners could get the word out to the libraries that are in your local areas, that would be appreciated. And upcoming events, you guys can kind of see what's included in that. On Tuesday, I believe there's a tribute to Black History Month and Bobby Hill event in this building at 6 p.m. So if any commissioners can't attend, that would be good to have a presence there. Detroit Policy Conference, it's a one-day event. I think they hold it downtown. Any commissioners going? Commissioner Marino will be attending. I think Andrew from our office will also be attending. CMH board appointments are next month. There are four terms that are expiring, so we should expect that at government operations. March is reading month. Head Start's looking for commissioners to read in classrooms. So if you want us to help coordinate that or work directly with Head Start or your school districts, we'd be happy to help assist commissioners in that. And then road town halls. I know that we had a meeting with Sterling Heights about setting one up in our area for Commissioner Mijak and myself. I know Courtney's going around to commissioners trying to set those up in your communities and tailor them to your needs. But you guys kind of need to work together to work out the logistics because that's a lot of events to put on in, you know, a six-week period. And then correspondence, there were some remaining RFIs that were left, but one came over our way. There's two that we're still expecting to be sent from the executive office. So with that, that's my board chair report. Other than the organizational plan, which we'll get into later, but I did put together a tentative schedule in March because the deadlines were that we received this on January 28th. Within 50 days, we have to have a public hearing. And so I'm looking to have two public hearings on this. I know the charter only requires one. And the deadline for the BOC adoption is April 13th, but we don't have meetings in April until, I believe, the third and fourth week. And so March is going to have to be the month that we take this issue up. So it's a tentative schedule. Obviously, you know, it can be tweaked or changed, but I thought I wanted to put a target out there for commissioners. With that, happy to answer any questions. Seeing none? Oh, Commissioner Marino? Those dates are regularly scheduled meetings in March, but we can send out an email and a reminder that that's what we'll be taking up. We'll send this to everybody. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, need a motion to receive and file. Moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Board chair report is received. Now, executive session to discuss attorney-client privilege memorandum from independent counsel dated 2-2-15 and 2-16-15. But before that, I'll do public participation, like I said at the beginning. Any members of the public wishing to speak?
Denise Menser, Mount Clemens City Commissioner. I just wanted to thank you for the unanimous passing of the resolution to engage Mount Clemens in the plans for your external improvements downtown. We're very excited. Some of us are very excited about it. I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for our city. Any improvements you make help improve the city. And I think that the helping hand that you've offered to the city on many occasions has been appreciated by some of us. And I hope that we can continue a collaborative arrangement in the future. So I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Now need a motion for executive session. Moved by Marino, supported by Toko. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We will go into executive session. So any members of the public or the press need to... Then take the $900,000 and put the new sculpture up there.
Yeah. Something exactly. Close to it.
Any new business before the commission?
Wake him up.
Any new business before the commission?
Is the clerk coming back?
Seeing none. No, we've designated.
Sure.
Yep.
They passed a resolution
Thank you. Any other new business? Seeing none, we'll call the roll. Oh, Commissioner. No, our rules allow us to designate somebody to call the roll.
Commissioner Brown?
Can we vote on if we're going to have Andrew do it or not? We need a motion and support to have Andrew do it.
Commissioner Brown?
The roll has been called.
Yes.
Commissioner Carabelli?
Present.
Commissioner Dujan?
Sure.
Commissioner Flynn?
I'm here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld? Commissioner Marino?
Here.
Commissioner Mijak?
Here.
State that.
Commissioner Miller?
Here.
Commissioner Sabatini?
Here.
Commissioner Sager?
Here.
Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Toko?
Here.
Commissioner Bosford?
Here.
Motion to adjourn by Marino, supported by Miller. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Duche votes no.
Did you know Miller and I can get out of the building?
No. Know. Yeah, there are people there.
I'll drive you out.
I think...
I think I deserve it.
Like I said, fix it on beer.
Oh my god, so I might end up.
But it's
our fluster clock.
Why is it ours?